Spring in the Jungle, a Seeds of Hope project. This comes from Myanmar and is written by Father Leo Shoemaker. In 2020, Father M was looking forward to celebrating the 25th anniversary of his ordination. Ordained in 1995, he was one of the first priests from Myanmar to volunteer to work with the Columbans and was assigned to Peru. Always with a missionary mindset, he took on difficult assignments on his return to his own diocese. And so in 2020, he found himself in a remote jungle parish not far from the Thai border and making plans for his 25th anniversary celebration. It was not to be. First came the COVID-19 pandemic in that year, followed by political disturbances in 2021. His remote parish became a conflict zone, and the local people could no longer stay safely in their villages. And the people had to flee their homes, move further into the jungle. And thanks to Father M's leadership and assistance from the church, they were able to receive temporary accommodation and food. Even under these terrible conditions, the parents were determined their children would receive an education. Using bamboo, wood and plastic sheeting, they were able to erect some rough buildings to use as classrooms sufficient for preschoolers all the way up to teenagers. The name they settled on for this new education centre was Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, and as Father M explained to me, spring is a time of new life when seeds begin to grow and people plant crops to feed their families. The villagers want their children to not lose hope and through study to grow, even if they are living as refugees in the jungle. The dedication and courage shown by so many people in such difficult situations is the inspiration behind the project Seeds of Hope. Several Catholic groups in Japan who have been supporting the church in Myanmar are raising funds for over 400 community education centres that have been set up in conflict zones throughout Myanmar. And with few resources, they are educating the children and planting seeds of hope for the future. Father M has now moved to a new location where, once again, he is encouraging the people to build a new community centre, a place to educate not only the children but adults as well. For Father M, spring is not so much a time of year, but a belief in the new life that Christ promises each one of us. And by the way, Father M never got to celebrate the 25th anniversary of his ordination, but he did celebrate his 55th birthday at the end of 2022 with the children of Spring Education Centre, their smiling faces, no doubt, for the best present of all. And for security concerns, full names are not used. That article from Myanmar, written by Father Leo Shoemaker.